Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Telephone CPR. In the control center. Claudia Gerold is nervous. Today is her first day as a trainee in the control center. During her apprenticeship as a paramedic, she had observed the center for a week, and when she saw the internal advert for a reserve position there a few weeks ago, she was immediately really keen. Her application was successful, and today is her first early shift. Induction. Hello, Claudia. It's good to have you here. Frank Hoffmann, the leader of the control center, greets her. He has already prepared the workplace for her induction. After just 1 hour, Claudia already finds it quite easy to work with the three monitors, and she feels well prepared enough to take a call. Frank supports her as she does this, and can listen in on a headset. Claudia masters the first call without any incidents. Emergency call. It's around lunchtime as Claudia takes an emergency call. The female caller is hysterical and it is difficult for Claudia to guide her. A customer is lying on the floor and he's not moving, he's not responding when I talk to him. Quickly, Claudia takes the lead and carefully finds out the details of the emergency. As well as the caller's name, the address and return telephone number are particularly important. Frank follows the call attentively and alerts the ambulance as he listens. The location of the emergency is a branch of the Sparkasse Bank. The caller is a bank clerk who observed the patient falling to the floor. The patient seems to be an elderly male who is now lying motionless on the floor. Telephone CPR. Claudia gestures towards herself and looks questioningly at Frank. Frank nods and passes her the control center protocol for telephone CPR. Claudia begins to guide the caller through the protocol. Help is on its way to you. Do you feel able to give first aid? The bank clerk is breathing heavily and is audibly agitated. I'll help you to do it, Claudia reassures her. Checking the patient's breathing. Claudia asks the caller to put the phone on loudspeaker and to lay the receiver next to her. In simple terms, she instructs the bank clerk how to check the patient's breathing. She can't hear any breath sounds, and she can't see the patient's chest rising and falling either. Have you had any training in first aid? Claudia asks the caller. She replies that she has. About a year ago, she attended a first aid at work course. Is there anyone else around that can help you? The caller asks a colleague to help. Now Claudia asks her to loosen the patient's clothing so that his chest is exposed and to start chest compressions. Chest compressions. While Claudia counts the tempo of 100 to 120 chest compressions per minute out loud, Frank points to a place in the protocol where it reads, "Is there an AED device, a defibrillator nearby?" From this question, Claudia finds out that unfortunately there is no defibrillator in the Sparkasse branch. In the meantime, she has asked the caller's first name. Tina, you're doing really well. Can your colleague give 2 rescue breaths now? I don't think we can. His face is covered in saliva, sobs Tina. Claudia reassures Tina and her colleagues and motivates them to carry on with the chest compressions. At 2 to 3 minutes intervals, she organizes a change of helper. In the background, she can hear the siren of her colleagues as they arrive. Please carry on with the chest compressions until my colleagues ask you to stop, okay? Suddenly, Claudia can hear her colleague Thomas Meyerhoff. Claudia, we're here now. I'm hanging up. No problem. Call me later, okay? As Claudia ends the call, Frank pats her on the back in recognition. That was really good work.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Rettenredaktion.